BlogTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Hour number two of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and literally anything goes. You can take control of the phones. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can also normally experience quite a bit of fun stuff on our website at freetalklive.com. We are, it looks like we're close to getting back on. I would say by the end of this show, freetalklive.com will be back online, which will be good because that means we'll put the archives up tonight. We've got 6 days worth of archives there normally. We've got the bulletin board system. There's all kinds of fun stuff there. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. Now, last hour, we had a caller call in at the very end who brought up the Fully Informed Jury Association. And we didn't really have time to get into it. It was the final segment. We were talking about sex offenders and things like that. And it's a topic that deserves a little bit more attention than what we gave it last hour. So I wanted to just kind of recap what FIJA is. And you can go to their website at FIJA.org. That's FIJA.org.
Sounds like something very Rastafarian.
Well, what it is the Fully Informed Jury Association, the American Jury Institute. These people are dedicated. Their mission, right from the top of their website, is to inform all Americans about their rights, powers, and responsibilities when serving as trial jurors. Now, why is it that we have to have an organization such as this who's dedicated to informing Americans? Why is it that we need this?
Because the people that are responsible for it in our government aren't. That's the reason.
Yeah, the judges who are supposed to, when you're in a courtroom on a jury, and the trial is over, the judge turns to you and gives you your jury instructions. You know, the one for going back and deliberating. But they don't tell you everything. They don't tell you about all of your rights as a juror. And there's one very specific right that they keep out. And that right is your right to judge the law itself. That's the most key thing that the Fully Informed Jury Association is putting forward, to let people know, to let Americans know that when you're sitting as one of 12, you actually have the ability, you're the final check and balance on our government. If our government's going out of control and passing all kinds of crazy laws that are unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court's not doing anything about it, and nobody's standing up and saying anything about it, you as a citizen of the United States, as a sovereign individual, you have the ability to say, drug laws? Not guilty. Those drug laws stink. Or, laws against prostitution? I don't believe in them. Not guilty. Even if all of the evidence is laid out, because that's the way they do it today, is the judge will say, well, you have to judge this based on the evidence put forth, and you know whether or not it's a preponderance of evidence, or there are reasonable doubt, and they're only wanting you to judge it on the facts of the case.
Right.
But that's not how it really is. It's totally different.
Now, if you were to say that in deliberation, that that's what's going on, can they yank you off the jury at that point?
That's a good question. I'll have to look it
up. I've heard that they've done things to the juries at that point, like pulled people out.
Yeah, I believe they could call a mistrial or something like that, if you did that. And then you might get a contempt of court. So I don't know.
What does FIJA have to say about informing other jurors on a jury about that?
Well, first off, the best thing to do, I think, the real challenge about getting on a jury is getting on the jury, especially if you have beliefs like this, because the jury selection process is designed to keep the most ignorant, uninformed fools on juries and keep people like us who know what we're doing out. They want to keep the intelligent folk out of juries and let the dummies in there. And so you really have to go through quite a process. And in some cases, you might have to be a little bit evasive with your answers to some of the questions that they ask you as a potential juror in order to get on.
I just love being here in this courtroom.
I sure am glad they're giving me daily pay, too.
Yeah, $15 a day. Or whatever they pay here in Florida. So the key is getting onto the jury. If you can get onto the jury, then you can have an effect. There's all kinds of things you have to step around and be careful about. So I think the best way to do it is to have an activist group like a fully informed jury association activist group or your local Libertarian Party or somebody who could actually get some FIJA information. And then once a month or once a every 2 weeks or however often as they possibly can do it, I know this is something that's going to be happening in the Free State up in New Hampshire, but go to the courthouse with your activists and literally stage a fully informed jury association protest, if you will, out front of the courthouse. Now, you're on public grounds.
So you can do it?
Taxpayer properties. So you should be safe. Now, that doesn't mean that people haven't been harassed for doing this in the past. They have. But nonetheless, you know, you should be able to stand outside your own damn courthouse that you're paying for and hand out information to people. So the idea is if you get there early enough in the morning prior to the jury selection process starting, you can literally pamphlet to the entire crew of people going, the 150 people or however many people they call in for jury selection, give them all FIJA information.
Yeah.
Letting them know their rights, because the one thing that you've got to, just about all you have to do in the jury selection room is sit and read. So if you hand somebody something, there's a good chance that they're going to be sitting in there reading it before they get chosen.
You know what I was thinking? Yesterday, I was out with a friend, and he's, as far as the political spectrum goes, I would call him a Goldwater Republican, leaning a little towards the sort of religious Republican, the Jerry Falwell Republican, you know, range.
Got it.
So I was talking to him about drug legalization. I didn't really think about all drug legalization. All I thought was, ooh, crack's bad, heroin's bad. I hadn't really thought about it up to a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, on being on this show, I got to hear more and more about drug legalization. And I talked to him about it last night, and I practically converted him in one sitting.
Get out of here.
No! Like, he had nothing, like...
Was he adamantly against it in the beginning?
He wasn't adamantly against it. He would just sort of accepted that drugs should be illegal because drugs are bad. And he's a very logical guy that... You know, he kind of gets it, and I just sort of explained it away, and now once we got into Bush's policies in the Middle East and stuff, I lost him.
Right.
But I had him with drug policy.
Right. Hey, one issue at a time, man. We literally have to win the hearts and minds of the American people one issue, one person at a time.
And I would just say that many people haven't heard the message of total drug legalization in the drug war.
Absolutely. I agree with that. What does that have to do with FIJA?
I was just thinking about juries and people being fully informed. And then
yeah, giving people the information is critical, and that's something that we're doing here on Free Talk Live, something that...
I guess what I was thinking is giving a pamphlet at a FIJA protest to somebody who had never heard about ending the drug war is kind of useless.
You also have to remember that there's rifts even among the libertarians as far as, you know, where you lost it. But there's rifts even among libertarians as far as what our policy should be. You know, there's militant libertarians, and then there's... intelligent libertarians.
And then now, it's okay to be militant as long as you're supporting militias.
Well, I think it's okay to be militant as long as you're talking about defense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And most of these people aren't, because, like I said, you have your militant libertarians, you know, who support wars in foreign countries, and then you have your intelligent libertarians.
I don't know if, I don't know if FIJA is an organization about the drug war, per se. I mean, they just want to let people know what their rights are as a juror. And that way, people who care about the drug war can actually exercise those rights, or people who care about, you know, the whatever law it is that they...
I don't know what the benefit is to me as a protester, if I believe in ending the drug war, the whole fully informed jury. I mean, what's the benefit for me to go and pamphlet if it's not to end the drug war? I think that that's the biggest place that a fully informed jury, and in this case, they have to be informed about the silliness of the drug war, mm-hmm. too, would have that's where they come into play the largest, you know? A jury can't pull us out of Iraq, you know?
No, I agree with that. No, I see totally what you're saying. And I think it's all part of a cohesive effort towards freedom, and that's going to be happening in the Free State. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control via the phones.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And literally anything goes. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And we're back up streaming on the high-quality stream, and I think the website is back up. If not, it should be here shortly. FreeTalkLive.com. We had a little bit of technical difficulty earlier.
I can today. Just imagine the people shuffling over to the high-quality stream right now.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. So anything goes.
The high-quality stream's a lot better than the dial.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
Very nice.
Just clicking right over.
News from the BBC. The U.S. prison population has risen further.
with one in 138 people now in jail.
Wow.
New official figures have revealed there are more than 2.1 million. Yeah, in jail. Not in jail and in probation, but in jail.
This isn't, you know, it's doubled in the last 10 years.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's doubled.
There are now more than 2.1 million U.S. citizens in jail. More than any other country, the Bureau of Justice Statistics says. The government says putting and keeping criminals in jail is working. Recent figures have shown violent crime and murder rates falling. But critics say less severe ways of approaching crime are being ignored. The figures show the prison population increased by an estimated 48,452 people, or 2.3%. That's a hell. That's a nice little growth rate.
Well, you know what's funny is actually I did a little research today about something that was being said on actually the local libertarian discussion list.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sent in, they were having a discussion with someone who said something about violent crimes, and now that these maximum sentencing laws have been increased, that, you know, and that sentencing laws have gotten more strict, that crime rates have dropped sharply. And, you know, I kind of looked, and I just wanted to do a little personal research, so I looked and I found a government website that said, you know, since Jeb Bush introduced the 10/20 life law for gun crimes, violent crimes involving guns in the state of Florida have dropped 28%, right, since 1998.
Okay.
Right? Now, I went and did some research, and I looked up the statistics, and I actually added it together, and I added all the crimes like, burglary, or aggravated assault, burglary, forcible rape, and just regular assault.
Okay.
And, you know, all those crimes would include, you know, those could be crimes that would include a gun.
Sure.
Now, I added those together. I added together all those crimes from 1998, and I added all the crimes from 2002, because that's when the statistics went up to. And there was only an 8.5% drop. Now, could I be wrong? I mean, could all these criminals have just stopped using guns? I mean, have there been, like, a run on knives recently? I mean, did people run out to the store to get their nearest katana? I mean, you know, what is the what's the minimum sentence for cleaving someone in twain with a great axe? You know, what? has everyone just stopped using guns, or is this just the government just making fiction? Because it sounds like these statistics are just fiction, and the way
I certainly question government statistics.
The way
sure.
that they apparently
I'd question any statistics, honestly.
Yeah, the sure. way that they apparently say these statistics is they say that these the crime rates have dropped based upon the crime index.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they calculate the crime index.
But
apparently they use some sort of fictional, ridiculous way of making the math look good to them.
I don't know. Do you feel safer walking around the street tonight because the crime's going down? I don't necessarily feel any safer. I mean, we just had a little girl get abducted last year here in the area of Tampa Bay that we're in. Like, in the middle of daylight.
We've had, like, 6 girls get abducted from the Tampa Bay area.
Well,
the
state
year.
Of Florida, within the past month, there's been a few girls abducted.
A lot of them have been in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I have little love for a sex offender, you know, that abducts children, and, you know, if he ever sees the light of day, doesn't really make me feel, you know, I don't feel bad about him getting a really severe sentence.
The problem is that we put these people away, and there's no sort of restitution. There's no restitution.
I agree.
That's the worst. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the biggest problem.
Taxpayers shouldn't be paying for these prisoners. The prisoners should be paying for themselves, and they should starve to death.
That makes a lot of sense, Johnson. I don't know why it's not that way.
Well, probably because there's more money to be made by the state itself.
By the state fleecing the taxpayer.
By fleecing the taxpayer by not having.
Right, and that's the problem here. And we can keep going into this here. They keep talking about that black people are in prison and Hispanics and what the percentage makeup of prisons are. But the fact is,
well,
it's going up.
If all these, you know, if prisoners were actually being forced to pay restitution, I think suddenly what might happen is people might start making references to slavery, because look at all the minorities there in prison.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's why it's not going on.
Well, they're still allowed to work. There are plenty of prisons where there are work programs, for instance.
And many of them earn money, too.
And they earn money, but they don't
earn... They earn money for themselves, not for the...
No,
not for restitution.
They do have restitution, and a lot of times that money goes towards... the money goes towards restitution. They get to keep a certain amount, that kind of thing.
So there is restitution out there? It just doesn't happen very often?
It's just... Well, they don't let inmates earn enough money that it matters.
Right, I don't believe that it's mandatory restitution either. I believe it's voluntary restitution.
I'm pretty sure it's mandatory.
Well, the problem
I had a friend who was in jail in South Carolina, and he had a job making, he was on a plastic extruder, and he was making lawn chairs.
You mean it's mandatory if you have a job?
If he has one of the jobs that pays.
Okay.
Got it. Now, he had to make the choice that he wanted to be on one of those jobs that paid, and he got to keep a certain percentage, like 10 or 20% of the money that he earned.
Well, that's the way it should work. I mean, victims would say differently, but you've got to give them an incentive to do it as well. I mean, if you get put in jail for stealing somebody's stuff from their house and pawning it, you should make good on that. If I get my whole house stolen from me, everything in my house stolen from this, that's thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And just because the guy sits in jail for 10 years, that doesn't get me my stuff back.
No.
It doesn't get me any sort of compensation whatsoever. And in fact, it actually victimizes me a second time.
Right.
And that's the real key.
Benefits the state for that period of time.
Right. Yeah. And I have to pay to keep that guy in jail. So not only do I have to pay to buy my stuff over again, or, you know, the insurance policy, and go through that big hassle, I also get to pay $45,000 a year to keep this guy in
prison. Penal colonies is the answer.
What's that mean?
Penal colonies are large colonies, you would fence in a certain area, and then
Escape from New York.
Yeah, Escape from New York.
Escape from L.A. No Way Out. I like that one with Ray Liotta. That one was good.
So now, how is that the answer, though?
The answer is that these guys would have, they would pay rent for their housing, they would earn money, that kind of thing.
Who would be in charge of the penal colony? Would the prisoners be in charge?
No, you wouldn't. I'm not like.
So it wouldn't be like where you just dump them into the
I don't think
Manhattan
that's going to work, because they're not going to pay, at that point.
Well, who knows what kind of a prisoner economy would spring up,
I think they should be more like the real world with more bonuses and, reward punishment kind of thing going on.
Hmm.
It seems like most of it's just, punishment.
Yeah, well, the prison industry, the prison business, if you will, the government's, they have an incentive to put more people in jail, and that's why we have 2.1 million of our population, or one in every 138 people in this country, in jail. And that's why the number keeps going up, because the bureaucrats know that if they keep bringing new bodies into the system, that just means their budget's going to go up next year.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. It's really just a sick incentive. And so we create these laws that put people like marijuana smokers in prison, which is another problem. That's why our prisons are so overcrowded. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control at 800-259-9231. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Driving in downpours can make you blue, or worse, black and blue from an accident. Well, lighten up, because when we come back, I'll give you some colorful hints to drive you through inclement weather. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. Golden drops of sunshine are better than dangerous downpours. But if rainy, gray clouds are all that's in sight, take these precautions to keep you and your passengers sitting pretty in pink. First, spend a little green to stay on top of your car's maintenance. Have your fluids checked now. Waiting till they're black will cost you. Second, soft and supple wiper blades keep windshields clear on the outside, but a faulty defroster can cause a white haze inside. So check your AC system. Next, remember that proper tire pressure and tread depth are critical for keeping vehicles between the yellow lines. And last, don't forget that a roadside emergency kit can be the rainbow in any storm. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Personal, political, anything goes. We're having some website troubles, so be patient with us at freetalklive.com by tomorrow night. By midnight tonight, it should be all back up and running if all goes as planned. There's a lot of good stuff for you there. We've been talking about prisons and prisoners, and apparently there are now 2.1 million U.S. citizens who are in jail. That's one out of every 138 people in this country. That number continues to go up. We have the most people per capita in prison in this country, more so than any other nation in the world.
It's true.
We just love putting people in jail. Now, if you're sitting in jail and you don't have very much else to do, one thing you should be doing is thinking about mom.
Right? Is that a radio segue?
Mother's Day is... Mother's Day is... Come on, did you write this thing, Manwich?
It's
Mother's Day this May the 8th?
Mother's Day is this May the 8th.
You missed an is in there. Let's proofread, please. You'll be talking to a real florist.
Well, if you're in prison, that's about how you would say it. Mother's Day, this May the 8th.
Those are bullet points, my friend.
Oh, I thought it was a liner.
No.
You do it then, Mr. Magic.
Ah, come on, man. Read it like a prisoner.
We have a new sponsor here at Free Talk Live, and it's theflowerplace.com. Since Mother's Day is this May the 8th, you'll probably be getting flowers for Mom, and we'd appreciate it at Free Talk Live if you'd go ahead and do it at theflowerplace.com. Their telephone number is...
Especially if you're in prison.
I don't think that prisoners are going to have the money to do it.
Maybe if they're on the work programs.
Yeah.
Some may. Anyway,
especially if you're selling drugs in prison.
Yo, I get the best flowers
for
my mom.
If Mom's been visiting you in prison, you might want to get her a special custom arrangement. They're all about that. I think the best thing about this site is that they don't raise their prices for holidays. Everybody knows that it's impossible to get flowers around Mother's Day, that the prices, that florists double their prices.
Sure.
Well, theflowerplace.com doesn't double their prices.
Some of those florists asks for too much money.
Give them a call at 1-866-355-0023. That's theflowerplace.com. They are open, obviously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they deliver to and from 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damn countries.
It is. It's theflowerplace.com.
What's that number again?
1-866-355-0023.
Theflowerplace.com. And it's May 8th. That's coming up.
It's very, very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to secure it early. Because although they don't raise their prices, they may run out of flowers.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's a lot of flowers out there.
Yeah, I suppose that's...
I'm pretty sure the supply goes up a bit for this time of year.
You would think that they hopefully they plan for that kind
of thing. And tell them you heard about it on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
And you'll get a free vase.
Or something. They'll give you a big hug.
Actually, we had you delivered one here to the studio, Manwich,
yes.
And it was very, very nice.
It was very nice.
I was impressed.
What I was impressed by is I got one for my wife, and how long it lasted. It just lasted a long time. Most flowers, they're here and gone in 2 days. But that, it lasted.
Well, there's this little packet of
like powder.
Yes.
Like flower cocaine.
Magic flower powder.
Right. Flower cocaine.
You dump it in the vase and it keeps it alive longer. Anyway, where are we going now?
You don't want to give your flowers flower cocaine. You got to keep them out of prison.
You had somewhere else you wanted to go, right?
Well, I thought since we've been sort of, you know, hitting on the old convict slash crime thing, sex offender thing that, you know, I'd kind of keep up with it. I got a story here that vaguely relates. This is by a writer out of the Providence Journal, and it was sent to me by a friend. Our great responsibility to our children and our grandchildren is to honor and to pass along the values that sustain a free society. So many of my generation, after a long journey, have come home to family and faith, and are determined to bring up responsible, moral children.
Well, hold on a second. This is George Bush.
How do you know?
Well, you told me before we went on this segment. But I want to read that last line again. Many of in my generation have what?
So many in my generation, after a long journey, have come home to family and faith.
Do you know what that means? So many in my generation have done a lot of drugs and had a lot of sex, and then we ended up coming home to family and faith.
And now we want to enforce the morals that we found on somebody else.
Right.
Because even though we've made mistakes, nobody else gets to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Only the flower children get to make mistakes. All you Gen Xers, you don't get to do it.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
I wonder why our generation is so angry all the time.
Government is not the source of these values, but government should never undermine them. And I agree that government shouldn't undermine family values.
Okay.
Because marriage is a sacred institution and the foundation of society, it should not be redefined by activist judges. Now, this is the new buzzword, activist judges. Guys doing their jobs are suddenly activist judges.
Calling marriage the foundation of society is, I think, a bizarro statement as well.
I don't know. I don't think it is the foundation of society.
By the way, the only judges who are activists are the ones who disagree with the person who's calling them an activist.
Guys that disagree with me.
Right.
if that judge does something that's activist in agreement with the religious right, well then, he's just a good, moral, upstanding citizen.
I don't disagree with George Bush's statement that marriage is the foundation of society. I think I do disagree with this next one, though. For the good of families, children, societies, I support a constitutional amendment to protect the institution of marriage.
No, wait. I thought he kind of tabled that.
He did table it. These are just words from his February the 2nd State of the Union address. So
okay.
It hasn't been too long. He's still dangling it out there for the fundamentalists to sniff around and be real happy about. Nothing's ever going to happen. Not a national amendment.
You know what? I would support a constitutional amendment to support the right of two people to be able to contract with one another to do whatever they... Oh, wait. We don't need an amendment to make people be able to...
Well, yeah. You have a fundamental right to contract by being in America.
Right. Oh, so we don't need an amendment. Oh, okay. So
the key thing that everybody...
These people are just bigots.
Well, the problem is that the thing that everybody misses on this issue, whether they be the gay activist side or the religious right activist side, is the fact that government has no business in marriage, period. So even if marriage really is the foundation of society, government marriage is certainly not.
No,
the
government marriage
society.
Brand ass new.
Government marriage is new as of the late 1800s, and it was created to keep blacks from marrying whites, to make it basically illegal for them to marry without a license.
Oh, look at that. It was created with bigots in mind.
It was created for racist purposes. And the people just are totally not even seeing this side of the issue. It's just we're gay and we want to marry, and we don't like gays. And it's the same old clash that it's always been, whether it be about marriage or whether it be about education. It's the same two groups going at each other's throats. And this is what government does best, is it pits one interest group against another. This one interest group thinks it knows what values are correct. And Penn and Teller are starting their show up tonight, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
The Penn and Teller BS show on Showtime. Fantastic television show. And I believe next week's topic is going to be family values.
Really?
Yeah. So they're going to be calling family values BS, and I'm pretty sure I can guess what angle they're coming from. How can you tell me what family values I should have? Who are you to say? You can have your own family values, and that's fine. You can imbibe, indoctrinate your family into those values. But how dare you try to enforce your values upon me?
That's
what he's talking about.
I have a difficult time arguing with that.
Right. Well, that's what George Bush is talking about doing, is forcing his value set on everybody in the country.
Yep.
And putting people who don't want to follow his value set into jails, like the 2.1 million people that are currently sitting in jail. So is there more propaganda from this...
More propaganda from the no more George Bush stuff. This is now the probably gay guy, I believe, that's writing the article, and it's pretty well written.
Very good, sir. 800-259-9231. Unless you interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're finally working on getting our website back online at freetalklive.com. It's technically online, although different internet providers around the country may or may not be aware of it. So it may take a few hours to sort of propagate around, if you will.
Hmm.
But so it will either work or it won't. Freetalklive.com.
Good news.
Yeah. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State
Project. Which previously,
Project.
Of course, it just didn't work.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we're getting there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. We're talking about, I guess, gay marriage.
Yeah. Let's see. Picking up, advocating this amendment directly contradicts recommending that we sustain a free society. As Mr. Bush had previously said, he is promoting the desire to raise responsible and moral children while at the same time opposing the right of more than 15 million. I think that number's
remember, if you're homosexual, you're neither responsible nor moral.
Right. 15 million gay, and I think that number's high, gay and lesbian Americans to participate in this process. I'm not sure I like these family values. Such an amendment would guarantee the government's undermining of the values of religious freedom and the basic civil rights of law-abiding consenting adults.
But we're in America, the land of the free. Don't you understand? Our government determines our family values. That's the way it's always been here, isn't it? I mean,
that's not what George said. He said that that the government should reflect the family values.
But no, government should stay the hell out of it.
Wait, so what does that mean, reflect? From what it seems to me, it seems
that
like they're making
enforce.
Laws that enforce and determine the
that
family
means,
values. That's
that
what
means,
it sounds like
that's
to
what
me.
They're doing. That means that like he envisions this big mirror, and he gets to stand in
you
front of
it. You know what I'd like to do with that mirror? I'd like to smash it over his face.
You know, here's what I don't get, is why in the world is the government in the business of handing out marriage licenses?
So they can get
why?
$70 from each person who wants to get married?
Absolutely. And so that, like many of our callers have alleged, and I'm kind of with it, so that you sort of say, you know, my marriage is a three-party situation. My wife, me, and the government.
That's the other reason. Right, because then the government has control when it comes to the divorce.
We didn't allow polygamy in this country.
It's just...
I don't get it, though. The government has authority in the divorce anyway, though. You know what I mean? When two people have
government
a contract...
Has authority over contract, sure.
Now, you and I could draw up a contract
but
to do anything except get married.
But it gets to set rules specifically for this contract.
You can set you can set rules for certain types of contracts anyway.
No.
The government,
you can...
No, the government can anyway.
Uh-huh.
The government can set rules for certain types of contracts. They set rules for the purchases of automobiles and nightclub, or excuse me,
I don't
health
necessarily
club.
Think they should. Your damn contract. It's your responsibility to read it.
I can understand why
they
you would say
that. They are supposed to enforce what the contract says. That's
true.
Theoretically, that's what they're supposed to do.
I understand what you're saying, right. and I can certainly agree. But what if, they have a lot of fine print on these contracts, and I understand why the government would... Like, why you would say the government shouldn't be involved in any of these,
mm-hmm.
but also I can see that there have probably been some people taken advantage of over time, and that was the reason for that.
I see what you're saying.
Specifically, you know, the marriage is a contract, and two people, I don't care who they are, should be able to contract to do whatever they want.
Right.
And the government shouldn't be able to tell them whether they can contract or not, because any other type of contract, that would be some kind of weird, bigot, biased thing that the government was saying. No, I'm sorry that men and women can't contract to do this, or black people and white people can't contract to do such and such. Telling two gay guys they can't contract to be married is weird.
Well, what they're telling the two gay guys is that they can't contract to be legally married through the government. They could still have their own little agreement if they wanted to, and they could still call it a marriage. It just wouldn't be legal.
Well, they could do it in front of God. But here's the problem: is that the government says who says what God decides is right and what's wrong. God didn't create hospitalization, visitation rights, the U.S. tax code, inheritance laws, hundreds of laws guaranteeing specific rights to married adults, and we're just not going to discuss civil unions right now, he says, because separate but equal is never equal.
I just have to wonder, if the government is a third party in everyone's marriage, do the laws of consortium apply to the government?
I don't understand. What does that mean?
It means, is the government, in many marriages in many states, you know, I just have to wonder if the government is legally required to provide the one or the other of the partners with sex. Because, you know, consortium laws, they apply to people in marriage. I mean, if you're married, if the other person holds out, they're, you know, sometimes held legally responsible to actually
really
put out. Now, is the government legally responsible to put out? I gotta wonder. They're a third party. You know, why are they involved?
Like we're saying, they're involved for control purposes. They want to be able to control not only your finances, but also...
Well, then they should have
the
to play by all the same
life.
Rules.
What you're saying is makes sense, but unfortunately we're dealing with the government, which is a totally senseless organization.
I'd like to see someone take the government to court over that for loss of consortium.
The point is that...
Judge, disrobe.
At some point or another, we got the idea that the government should say something about marriage. And that's where, I mean, the people have all the power in this circumstance. The government doesn't have any. And they get to choose. People get to pick whether or not they want to have the government involved.
Well, the people don't realize that at this point. I think it, I don't know if it necessarily was the people that chose that back in the 1800s.
Not the people, but now they can. The people get to choose, is what I'm saying. Today, you can choose whether or not you want to be married by the government.
But people don't realize that, Mawich. While I know it and you know it, most people think that they have to go through
a
certain
process. Wonder what happens if you're not legally married by the state, you still claim that you're married because you are, you know, but just not by the government.
The IRS doesn't care.
More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control toll-free, even in these remaining moments here. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, here just till 10 o'clock tonight. The website is getting very close to being back up. For some of you, it may be on. For some of you, your internet service provider might be a little behind the ball, and it might take a couple hours for it to come online. But that means that at some point tonight, the archive will be going online at freetalklive.com as normal.
Sweet.
So keep that in mind. We're talking about marriages. I don't know where else. We've kind of like been all over the map with this topic tonight. Marriages and people in prison and why the government's involved in marriage. And, of course, the reason is primarily to control you.
Because we let them.
Oh, I know where we left off. It was that people don't realize they can get married outside of the system. They just don't know. I mean, when you want to get married to somebody, everybody immediately the first thought they think of is, well, we need to go get a marriage license. We've been bred in with the, and that's another point to it, is to kind of make people more docile, to kind of make people more into the system, to get them, you know, to get them locked in there, to get them to ask permission, to get them used to asking permission for every single move they make. Whoa, honey, I don't know if we could just go off and get married. We should ask the government if it's okay first. Just like the girl with the lemonade stand down in Miami. Her mom asked the government first if she could set up a lemonade stand in front of her house, and what did they say?
No.
Exactly.
Well, that's North Miami Beach, and those people get what they deserve for living there. I'm sorry.
The point still remains the same.
And well, I think that the point that this gentleman has about gays not being afforded certain rights as married people...
Mm.
Is valid, you know, I mean, like, for instance...
It's valid because if you're going to give somebody some rights, you should give it to
sure.
everybody else.
I mean, there's guys that... I know a couple, as a matter of fact, it's a gay couple. I met them at a party. I don't know them real well. I can't even remember their names, quite honestly.
Right.
But I remember the one guy told the story about, you know, the other guy was ill, and they'd been dating, living together for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
These are two guys that were obviously committed to each other, and he couldn't go in and see the guy because it was an emergency room situation, and he wasn't... family.
Jeez.
So there you have this guy, and at the end of one of their lives, they're going to have money left over,
mm-hmm.
and who's going to get the money? Well, their brothers and sisters are going to fight over, you know, one of the gay...
You can't will it to the guy?
I you know, the problem is that they can be contested and that kind of thing. What if a guy dies without a will? It's certainly not going to go to his
trouble.
Partner.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
You can, and certainly, you know, gay people have to stay up on their whole updating, you know, their legal stuff more than...
The only fair way to deal with marriage from here on out will be to completely abolish government involvement and allow the free market to take control of it. It would allow for whatever kind of prenuptials, whatever sort of explicit agreements that you want, or the most basic of agreements. So I agree to be married to you, and if we want to break this agreement, see ya. Now, that's the kind of marriage that I want. I mean, I think it's still something that is important, but I don't want to have all these rules attached to it.
Right. Of course, a lot of people would argue that that's not really a marriage.
Well, I don't care what they think. See? It's about what I
right.
think and what I want. Marriages aren't about what everybody else thinks. Marriages are about staying with somebody for the rest of their life, in my opinion. But if you think differently, it's your prerogative. And if you want to share your thoughts with us tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, when we're going to be here, as we always are, six nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manny.
And don't forget the Saturday show from 7 to 10. And log on, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired of...